The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, that lion boy is on the right, babe. Not that man.
Everyone wants to sing the open. Come on, Pete, leave me alone.
Back in time.
McMonagle here with you on this Monday morning. Let's get this week started. I got you for 3 hours till 5 o'clock. 888-808-1019. We'll get to the baseball. We'll get to Juan Soto. We'll get to Gerrit Cole and his opt-out. About 15 hours away from the deadline on that situation. But let's start with the New York Giants. Why not? And Daniel Jones. And where we are with the New York Giants, which is the same place we've been forever. I'm getting tired of this. I was just talking with Fliegelman on the other side. We know what this is. Here we go.
Well, Daniel Jones wasn't the reason they lost today, Chris. If you want, he threw for two touchdowns.
Yeah, for the first time in 600 days, Daniel Jones put the ball in the end zone. The offense had its moments. Daniel Jones wasn't the reason they lost. 100% true. It doesn't change the fact of where they are. And you watch this team as they lose to the Commanders 27-22, fall to 2-7, 0-5 at home, playing just pitiful, disgusting football yet again. Here we are as we watch the landscape of football, right? Daniels doing what he did to the Giants and beating them again, a team that the Giants have typically always handled, even in the lowest of lows. Even in the lowest of lows. The Giants have played well against Washington and found ways to win ball games against the Washington Commanders, Redskins, football team, whatever. They found a way in this terrible Daniel Jones era to at least beat them. And now they're just a laughingstock. And at 2-7, yet again, they can't beat the Commanders. They can't beat the Cowboys, who can't beat anybody else. The Eagles, forget about it. And we're watching Saquon Barkley, and I know it bothers some people more than others, but he's making some of the more incredible moves. He's jumping backwards over. He's hurtling backwards. And the Giants are at the bottom of this division, and it's not even close. And you watch Drake May pull off miracles to get that lousy, lousy Patriots team into overtime. And the Giants are sitting here with the same crap we see every week. And here we go. We'll talk about it, right? Well,
hey, look, you know, it's not his fault. The offensive line's no good. The defense had its issues. The coach is an idiot for going for two, and we'll get to that whole situation. Daniel Jones wasn't the reason they lost. No, he wasn't the reason they lost completely. He wasn't an absolute disaster. But I'm tired of watching this team and watching them do what they do, which is maybe on some days, most of the time, get their ass kicked. But every once in a while, just play good enough to lose. Just play good enough to lose. And now at 2-7, any Giant fan who had any hopes of sort of turning this season into anything has to understand what we're looking at.
We are looking at one of the worst teams in the NFL yet again. We are looking at a dead season just a couple of days after Halloween. And we are looking at the Giants doing what they need to do, which is if, and it all comes down, and I heard Connor Hughes mention this, and he's 100% right. I've been saying it for forever. If you go back to last year, right, and I hate to do it, but we're on parallel. It's every year we're on this parallel train. We're on the same road every single year. And if you look at last year, what the Giants didn't do, right? Because they were afraid of the team crumbling. They didn't want to trade Saquon Barkley because, oh, the team might crumble. They didn't want to make the moves and trade away some pieces because the season might fall apart. Well, here's the bottom line about this. The season has fallen. It is over. So now that it's over, if we are going to continue to go with this coach who has provided an offense as inept as any in recent history with the New York Giants, as bad as anybody else calling the plays, as bad as anybody else under center, as bad as anybody, 22 points feels like a miracle, doesn't it? Especially in this building, it feels like a miracle. But if we are going to stick with this coach, if we're going to stick with this GM that allows Saquon Barkley to embarrass him on a weekly basis, as we look at some of the failed draft picks from this GM, if we are going to have faith in them and if we are going to believe in them and if the owner is going to give them this vote of confidence that's going to keep them around, there is no reason not to start right now doing what they need to do, and that is trade everybody and bench the quarterback. We're at that point. I can't watch it anymore. I can't look for meaningless victories anymore. I can't sit here and argue and parse words and try and figure out exactly who's to blame for the loss when I know exactly who's to blame for not winning. Because you watch Jaden Daniels, and he didn't have a phenomenal game. Two touchdowns, just enough. 209 yards, 15 of 22. And you look at Daniel Jones, 20 of 26. Wow, that's pretty accurate. Look at that. 174 yards, two touchdowns and a rushing touchdown. Wow, great. Who won the football game? Who's leading his team into the postseason after 1 year of being the dregs of the NFL for decades? Who's raising the level of his team and who isn't? Like, it's just the same over and over again. And I'm telling you right now, just, you know, I heard Lori talking about it. There's rumors Azeez Ojulari, who's gotten a decent pass rush this year and is playing well. Move him for anything. Anybody who's not going to be a key cog moving forward. And that's damn near everybody. This trade deadline needs to be attacked. Now, they don't have, unfortunately, the ability of or a person of the Saquon Barkley talent to try and go out and move and get legitimate pieces for. But it is over. Move everyone, and especially if this coach is not coaching for his job. Especially, and I know what's frustrating is there isn't a Jaden Daniels in the draft this year. At least we don't think so. There isn't even a Drake May, who, again, isn't perfect. But he's playing with a miserable Patriots team, and he's making incredible plays to send it to overtime, lifting them. They've gotten a bump of juice since he's been the starting quarterback. I really hope we all enjoyed watching Tommy DeVito win some games last year. I really hope we all remember how fun it was for him to beat the Green Bay Packers, or how fun it was to beat the New England Patriots. Oh, do you remember that big touchdown against the Patriots? No, I don't. I don't remember anything about that game. I don't remember a damn thing. Because it was a meaningless, pointless, in reality, harmful victory. And I don't want any more. Next week in Germany, against the Panthers is the most important game they'll play this season by far. They have to find a way to lose it. That's where we are. They're playing the Panthers, two wins, coming off a victory of their own. Hopefully the Panthers are galvanized. They can figure out a way to beat the lousy Giants because I don't want that third win.
why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Because where has it gotten them? They're in the same spot they've been in for years. It doesn't do anything for them. And even Daniel Jones, like, I get it. He wasn't terrible in this game. He had his moments in this game. He threw two touchdown passes. I mean, he's got zero passing yards in the first half. I don't know if I've four, was it 4 for 4 with a touchdown and zero passing yards in the first half of this game? How is that possible? And that's not all on him. And the offense, you know, the way they tried to run the football and, you know, the defense letting up big plays in this game at inopportune times. Like, I watched this game. I'm with you. He's not the 100% reason they lost, but he never leads them to victory. Like, ever. And you watch his touchdown run, that touchdown run is the exact reason I don't want him playing next week. It's time to end it. That touchdown run is exactly why Daniel Jones should not be the starting quarterback next week. Because for whatever I want to say about Daniel Jones, and as frustrated as I am watching him play, he is tough as nails. I will give him that. This guy is a tough son of a gun. He takes on contact. You saw him in that touchdown run? He takes on a defensive end, brushes him aside, and gets in the end zone. I'm impressed. But this dude has a neck injury and can get hurt at any moment, and he's taking on contact. He gets hit too much, whether it's the poor offensive line giving sacks, obviously the terrible turnover in this game. I didn't even get to it. Again, it's not his fault they lost this game, but that's a putrid turnover in a spot where how many years does he have to play before he realizes he has to get rid of that ball quicker or just hold on to it and take a sack? But I can't have him hurt and back on this team next year. I can't. I can't watch it anymore. I can't go into these seasons knowing they don't have a real chance to win. I can't do it anymore. And that touchdown run is exactly why, because he's a tough son of a gun, because he doesn't go down, because he wants that yard desperately, because he won't just slide when he realizes he's going up against the end. That's exactly why he can't play. Getting Daniel Jones hurt is the worst case scenario this team could have. And if there is belief in this coach, and again, I wouldn't be surprised if there isn't, but if this owner tells them they have their job and you're looking at these two, what do they do? I've been saying it forever. What do they do? They're here because they drafted and developed Josh Allen. Granted, this quarterback class coming out isn't what last year's was, but I don't care. Somebody will be there. You benefit from losing at this point. It's 2-7. I can't watch it anymore. And they need to trade everyone. They need to trade Slayton. They need to trade Aziz Ojulari. They need to trade anybody who has any kind of value who will not be a part of this team next year. It is time to break it down. It is time to pull the quarterback. It is time to do what they should have done last year instead of winning meaningless games against New England and Green Bay and the Eagles. Instead of those meaningless wins that did absolutely nothing for them, as we watch the Commanders suddenly transform themselves in one season. We saw it last year with Stroud and the Texans. We're seeing it this year with the Commanders. They're 7-2. And does it take a Hail Mary against Chicago? Yeah. There's something special when you get that guy in your building. There's something special when he takes over a team. There's something special when he begins to lead a group and instill belief. That's what's happening with Washington. And it's the opposite of what's happening with the Giants. Over and over again, it's the same. You could take this win, this loss with every other loss they've had. There's been some disastrous ones. There's been some where Daniel Jones is 100% the reason they've lost. There's been some where it's real ugly early. But, I mean, you want to talk about the same ugly start, miserable first half, find a way to get something going late, just enough bad plays to lose. It's over and over and over again. What are we watching? It's 2-7. They're tied with a bunch of teams for the worst record in the NFL. They haven't won a game at home all year. Their defense, which has been the bright spot of this team for a lot of the year, and their ability to rush the passer, gets zero sacks and gives up huge plays. We'll get into the two-point conversion, and everybody, oh, you go for two after Daniel Jones scores that touchdown, and you don't get it, you lose all momentum. You didn't lose momentum on the two-point conversion. You lost momentum when you forced a 3rd and 9 and you allow a screen pass to Eckler for 30 yards. That's when you lost momentum. That's when. The defense gives up big plays. The offense hardly makes any. Round and round and round and round we go. It's time to end this thing. I can't take it anymore. And I'm telling you, next week is as important a game as they will play all year. Go to Germany, find a way to lose. Go hit the streets of Frankfurt. I was there. You can spend quite the evening out in Frankfurt. Enjoy yourself, Giants. Go ahead. No curfew. I'm just so fed up watching this team over and over and over again. And if we are going to believe in this coach, and I've been saying it the entire year, oh, there's no reason to fire him. It would be stupid to fire him. He's not on the hot seat. It's ridiculous. The roster. Like, I'm okay if they want to keep him, but does anybody think he's doing a bang-up job right now? I mean, we watch this offense. It's the same every week. Right? The clock management at the end of the game is questionable, not calling the timeouts before the two-minute warning. You get the two-point conversion nonsense that we'll get into that I don't even know if I like necessarily. We'll get into all the different elements of it. It's a decision they go with, analytic-based, whatever. We'll get to it before we end the show here at 888-808-1019. We'll talk. I know everyone's a big conversation point. Like, it matters. Like, it actually matters. Oh, they could have been down 3. Oh, yeah, they could have only been down 3. And then the defense let them go right down the field. It didn't matter if they were down 3, 25, 1, tie game. They weren't winning. Was there ever a moment in this game that you thought the Giants could win it? Was there ever a moment that you thought the Giants could win this game? Not a second. Not for a second. Certainly not after the turnover. That was the tie game. They're going down the field. Maybe if they jump out to a lead, then you get the fumble, which honestly, I laughed out loud when Mark Sanchez looked at the replay and said, "Ooh, I think the ball is out." You think the ball is out? It's down his forearm before his hand goes forward. I mean, it's just, the Giants are a frustrating, frustrating team to root for, a frustrating team to watch. I have no idea how I feel about the coach or GM, but if they're going to be here, let's not worry about a bad season. Like, honestly, and Connor Hughes, again, I'll give him credit because I heard him say it. He's 100% right. I've been saying the same thing. I've been saying it since last year when I was screaming to trade Saquon Barkley that I don't care about how ugly the season gets. Let it get ugly. At 2-7, does it matter? They're irrelevant. Here's the bottom line. The New York Giants are irrelevant. They're irrelevant in the NFL. They're irrelevant in their division. They're irrelevant in our minds. They're irrelevant. Completely and utterly irrelevant. What's the difference how bad it gets when there are distinct advantages of having the worst record? Change the rules. But until the rules aren't changed, unless there's a lottery instilled in the draft, right now the Giants benefit from losing these games. And Daniel Jones needs to be pulled, not only because he's not the future of the franchise, and it's not because he's costing them games, because if that were the case, I'd play him. He's not uplifting the team. He's not the leader of this team. He's not the franchise quarterback, and he plays with such wild abandon, which I give him credit for and actually respect the hell out of him for, but it's going to get him hurt again. That play, that touchdown run, is the prime example of why he needs to not play, because he's taking on defensive ends, dropping his shoulder down. And God bless him. I love him. It got me hyped. I respect the hell out of the dude. He's going to get hurt. This team needs to move on from anything that's not tied down, get as much draft capital as you can, and start to rebuild this thing and hopefully get a franchise quarterback. That this is the one thing this coach has been proven to do. But 27-22 against the Commanders in a ho-hum, same way they lose every stinking game, in a 2-7 dead season on November 3rd. It's so predictable, and it's just the same thing every year. I can't take it anymore. And we won't, because we won't watch, and we won't care, and we won't talk about it. And we'll just blindly go along. Maybe the Jets can go on a run. But this Giant team is just, they find ways to lose. Those big defensive plays at the end of the first half, after they scored that touchdown, that's the play. We can argue about the two-point conversion. They don't get the two-point conversion. They force the first two plays for 1 yard. They have a 3rd and 9. 3rd and 9. Washington's got a 3rd and 9 on the 25 or whatever it was. 3rd and 9, they allow a 30-yard screen pass to Eckler. At the end of the first half, big 3rd and long. Wide receiver screen, another screen pass. Missed one tackle, gone for 30 yards. Big plays, inopportune times, unable to get off the field, as well as putting up really no points, over 22 points, and we're throwing a party. Hey, I can't tell you how many times I heard it. Well, the offense scored 22. I mean, you scored 22. 22? They're averaging less points than any team in the NFL. You don't score 22 points and expect victory in the NFL anymore. It's a joke. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you. The Giants are just floundering in the same position they've been in for a decade. And it's like, it's Groundhog's Day. It's the worst movie of Groundhog's Day. It is a remake, the likes of which, you know, Hollywood's constantly making remakes. The Giant remake of Groundhog's Day every single year is just, it's atrocious. It is absolutely atrocious. And it's time that they get into the part of the movie where Bill Murray just loses it and doesn't care. It's time to go.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.